Australia is home to a great array of fauna and flora, but since European occupation, much of it has been largely ignored. In recent years, we've seen a push toward using more of the country's indigenous food. But why has it been neglected for so long? The Wire's Bonnie Parker reports.
Doesn't it seem a bit strange to live on a giant continent which is stuffed with the most wonderful food, which is not only very delicious but also nutritious, and to ignore it? I don't understand how we can do that, or how we have done that for 130 years. It's a very strange position to be in, and as far as I'm concerned, Australia is the only country on the planet that does that.
That's John Newton. He's the author of a new book, The Oldest Foods on Earth, which explores the history of native Australian foods. I asked him why Australia's native foods have been neglected for so long.
Let's talk about the invaders first. They came here with their own system of agriculture, their own food, their own livestock, and they didn't really recognise the people who were here as having any sort of culture whatsoever. That became a policy which eventually became called, much later, terra nullius, which means empty land. Now, if the land is empty, then surely you can't accept any food that's here, because if there was food here eaten by people, then there must be people here. So that's a difficult equation to get around. The racism against Indigenous Australians developed over the next 100 years, from 1788 to the end of the 19th century. So that also mitigated against us using these foods, because the foods became associated with Indigenous Australians, and they were blackfella foods. That lasted actually right into the 20th century.
John Newton says the way that native Australian foods are being used now is completely different to how they would have been used traditionally.
Indigenous Australians did not cook barramundi with a lemon myrtle beurre blanc. So what we're doing is we're taking these foods and we're changing the way they were used, and we're incorporating them with European, or sometimes as Kylie Kwong, into Chinese foods. At the moment, it's being done very successfully at the restaurant level. The next test is for it to be done in the domestic scene. Now, I think that's going to take a while, because if you neglect something for 130 years, it becomes very difficult to source. That is proving to be the biggest obstacle at the moment, is the sourcing of these things. If I want to buy native produce ingredients, I have to go out of my way at the moment to do so. Even kangaroo is hard to get.
For 230 odd years, we've been food racists. We call ourselves this multicultural country of people that have embraced every type of food in the world, but we've ignored the one food that's been here for 60,000 years. And for us, we're really taking a stand on, actually, we're not multicultural at all in Australia until we start actually acknowledging the food that's been here the longest.
That's Rebecca Sullivan. She's an Adelaide-based chef who's trying to bring native Australian ingredients into the mainstream with her wellbeing brand, Wandu. I asked what inspired her to get involved in the area.
Wandu actually means good in my partner, Damien, who's the co-founder of the brand, in his language, which is the Adnamatha language. Adnamatha is the Flinders Ranges as an area, and our brand is all about regenerating culture, community, tradition, health and soil by creating products for people to create meaningful meals. Once we lost Damien's grandfather, we started to think about the protection of those traditions and the knowledge and the skills that he had, and the way that was passed down culturally through Damien's culture. And we sort of started talking about whether we could create something, and so that's kind of where it all started for us.
Wandu products, like their signature brew bags, use all Australian ingredients. But things like the seasonal nature of our Indigenous food means that they need to source their ingredients from areas all around Australia. Rebecca Sullivan hopes businesses like hers will be positive for Indigenous communities around the nation.
From our perspective, it's super, super important to work directly with communities. That takes a really long time. The industry's had its ups and downs, peaks and troughs. We're just trying our hardest to work directly, spend time, be patient and gain people's trust. That's something that the native Australian food industry has sort of suffered from in the past, and it's very different to working in traditional food sphere. Someone like me who can pick up a phone and order 3 kilos of lettuce any time of the year from wherever I wanted, if I wanted. These ingredients are super seasonal. The seasons are very short, so we really have to work in advance. We have to buy a lot when it's available, and that's a lot of money. So we're putting our trust and our heart and soul into investing in the time that it takes to build these relationships with communities.
John Newton believes embracing Indigenous food could create what he calls culinary reconciliation.
I think when people sit down and eat together, I think that a lot of the differences that they have are set aside.
John Newton ending that report by The Wire's Bonnie Parker. And his book, The Oldest Foods on Earth, is published by New South Publishing.